presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. When the mysterious and deadly Leopard Woman, leader of an Oriental spy ring, was trapped in an underground room with Max Heller, a notorious foreign agent, she saved her own skin by shooting Heller and escaping in his folding-wing plane. But Kent, as Superman, found the dying man and rushed him to a hospital, hoping to keep him alive so that he could be questioned as to the Leopard Woman's whereabouts and the extent of her operation. Learning that Heller might survive, the Leopard Woman, in a daring move, visited the city hospital in the dead of night, hoping to complete the job her bullet had failed to accomplish. As our story continues today, the cunning female spy, heavily veiled, is forcing a terrified nurse to lead her to the emergency ward where Heller is hovering between life and death. Listen.
Do not be deceived by the size of this revolver. It is no toy. Take me to the room where Max Heller is.
I don't know the room.
Don't lie. You told me a moment ago the emergency ward. Go ahead. And remember one word out of you, one false move, and you will join Herr Heller on the danger list.
Almost paralyzed with fright, the nurse leads the way down the deserted, dimly lit hospital corridor, the Leopard Woman following close behind, gun in hand. At the end of the corridor, the nurse stops.
Stopping for? I tell you, I don't know the room.
Maybe the feel of this revolver in your back will refresh your memory.
No.
Quiet. Enough of this nonsense. Take me to the emergency ward and be quick about it. I have very little patience.
Pale and quivering, the nurse turns toward the door of the emergency ward at her left. But suddenly, a fear-choked scream rips from her throat. She drops to the floor in a dead faint.
You little fool.
Almost instantly, doors swing open along the hospital corridor as nurses and attendants search for the source of the scream. Trapped, the Leopard Woman darts into the nearest room, finds it empty. Closing the door behind her, she moves swiftly to the window, opens it. With amazing agility, she climbs out, drops 10 feet to the courtyard below, and melts into the darkness as the hospital corridor becomes alive with the excited babble of a dozen voices.
An hour later, Clark Kent and Major Campbell, chief of the Secret Service, are questioning the still terrified nurse in the office of the hospital superintendent.
Try and remember exactly what happened, Miss Evans. May be of great help to us. You better take notes, Kent.
Oh, yes, I will, Major.
What time was it when the woman first approached your desk, Miss Evans?
About 2:30.
Were you the only nurse on duty?
No, Miss McCary and Miss Burns were on with me, but both of them were answering ward calls. The private nurses and attendants were in their rooms. It's usually that way between 2 and 5 in the morning.
I see. Now, as I understand it, this woman forced you down the corridor at the point of a gun, threatening your life unless you led her to the emergency ward.
That's right.
And then you fainted.
Yes, sir. I still don't know what happened to that woman.
She escaped through the window of an empty room across the corridor from the emergency ward.
Who was she? What did she want?
We're not quite certain, Miss Evans, but thank you for your information.
I may go now?
Certainly, and thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Well, there you have it, Kent. Probably the most daring attempt at murder ever conceived.
Yeah.
And if that girl hadn't screamed, it would have gone through.
No question about it in my mind, Major. It was a Leopard Woman.
Well, one thing is certain. She won't come back here. All we can do is sit tight until Heller is able to talk. Now, what did Dr. Kingsley say?
Unless he has a relapse, he'll recover. Maybe a week before we can question him, huh?
That's bad. So much can happen in a week. I wouldn't be at all surprised if she and her society had something to do with those submarine attacks off our shore. After all, those subs must have had a radio contact on shore.
That sounds likely. Can't that be checked?
It can. It's very difficult. They change wavelengths frequently, even change the source of the signal. It's like tracking down a weasel in a briar patch. But I'll put our shortwave listening posts on guard. Well, no sense hanging around here any longer. Let's get some sleep.
I think I'll spend the rest of the night at the hospital, Major.
Well, don't you feel well?
Oh, sure, I feel fine. It's just that, well, I think it's safer.
Don't tell me you're getting jittery, Kent. Heller's in a private room with a 6'5" cop at the door, and two of our men are guarding the hospital entrance. Nobody could get through.
No, I know that, but I've got a little idea I'd like to try out just to be on the safe side. It isn't very important.
Well, suit yourself. I'm going home. I'll leave instructions that you're in charge.
Okay.
I'll probably let you sleep in an empty room. I'm sure nothing's going to happen, but you know where to reach me if you want me.
Yes, I have your number.
Okay. Good night, Kent.
Good night, Major Connell.
Leaving Kent at the hospital, the Secret Service chief returns to his home for a few hours of well-earned rest. Meanwhile, in the brownstone house at the other end of the city, headquarters of the Society of the Leopard, the door of a room opens silently, and a Japanese accomplice enters with early editions of the morning papers. Seated at a table, clothed in her black silk ceremonial robe, the Leopard woman scans the front pages hurriedly.
Yes, here it is, Kato. Just as I suspected. Listen. Early this morning, a daring attempt was made to snuff out the life of Hans Heller, notorious foreign agent, now held at the city hospital with a bullet wound in the chest. Heller is being given the best of medical care in the hope that he will recover and reveal all he knows about espionage activities in this country. You hear that, Kato?
Yes, I hear.
It is a hope that will never be realized. That man Heller cannot live, Kato. I shall have to try again.
How will it be possible? Certainly they're taking precautions now, even if they did not before.
There must be a way. Nothing is impossible.
Perhaps you wish Kato to make supreme sacrifice?
What do you mean?
If Kato walk into a hospital carrying bomb, there would be a violent explosion. That's all?
You speak with the true fearlessness of the Leopard, Kato. But it would not work. The entrance must be guarded. You, a Japanese, could never gain admission. No, it must be done with cunning. Wait, I think I have a plan. Yes, a perfect plan. I will become a patient at the city hospital.
Kato, do not understand.
It's very simple. I'm going to be sick, Kato, violently sick. Summon one of our English-speaking friends who has pledged allegiance to the Leopard. He will arrange for a private room and a private nurse at the city hospital. I will be called Miss Brown. Miss Helen Brown. It is a common American name.
They will not suspect the doctor?
Not until it's too late. You forget I am an actress by profession. I can simulate pain very easily. Now, quickly, call the council together. I must give them final instructions in the event something unforeseen happens. Strike the gong.
Hours later, just as dawn is breaking, a call buzzer summons a nurse into a private room at the city hospital.
Yes, Miss Brown?
I would like some water, please.
Oh, certainly. Here you are. Now drink it slowly.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I'm a little better.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Now, why don't you try to sleep?
I'm not sleepy. There was something I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, the gentleman who brought me here, said there had been some trouble at the hospital during the night. What was it?
Oh, nothing very much. We have a foreign spy here. He was wounded when he was captured.
Oh, I hope he's not fiddling near me.
Oh, no, no. He's in a private room at the end of the corridor. And there's a policeman at the door. Don't worry.
May I have my
handbag, please. It's on the hall dresser.
Mm-hmm. Here you are. Miss Brown, what are you doing?
Getting out of bed. You're getting in.
Oh!
Keep that pretty mouth of yours shut if you know what's good for you. Take off that uniform. Take it off, I said. I don't carry this revolver around to powder my nose with. It works. Now get that uniform off and get it off fast. Or this is the last nursing job you will ever do.
Forcing the nurse to remove her uniform, let the woman don it, tears the bedsheet into strips and binds and gags the helpless girl on the bed. Then, darkening the room, she steps out into the corridor. At the end of the corridor, a burly policeman is seated at a door. A leopard woman, a crisp white uniform and cap of perfect disguise, approaches him.
Good morning.
Morning, miss.
Oh, don't get up. I'm just going to have a look at our valuable patient. He hasn't given you any trouble, has he?
Not him. He's out cold.
Yes. Fortunate.
Unsuspected, the leopard woman slips into Max Keller's room, silently approaches the bed. Only a thin shaft of gray light filters in through the drawn shades. Reaching out, her supple fingers with their cruel, pointed nails fasten on Keller's throat. This is the moment for which she has been waiting. Don't miss the next startling episode if you want thrills galore. What can possibly stop the leopard woman now? Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
A bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.